Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight is a beautiful Baal Shem Tov story about a very simple Jew. His name was Shapval, and he lived in the city of Anapoli. This man was a simple craftsman, but he davened in shul every day, rain or shine, and never missed a day. If there was a minyan, he joined the minyan. If there was not a minyan, he still came to shul and davened in his regular place. Once the Baal Shem Tov was traveling through the area, and he spent the night in Anapoli. As he was sitting by the window in the early morning, smoking his pipe, he spied a man rushing through the street, although it was bitterly cold. The Baal Shem Tov called his host and asked, who was that man, and where was he rushing to? His host replied that that man was named Shapval, and he was hurrying off to daven and shul as usual. The Baal Shem Tov was curious to meet him and asked his host to invite the man to come to see the Baal Shem Tov. His host said, he'll probably refuse. He's a simple craftsman with little understanding. But nevertheless, the Baal Shem Tov sent one of his disciples, one of his chassidim, one of his students, to go to the man Shapval and ask that he bring him 4 pairs of socks, which is what this man would do for his living, make socks. When the man arrived, the Baal Shem Tov asked, how much are these socks? They are a gulden and a half per pair, was the reply. Perhaps you would sell them for a gulden only, the Baal Shem Tov asked. The man said, if I would have sold them for a gulden, I would have said it right from the beginning. Okay, the Baal Shem Tov paid the full amount. He continued speaking to the man, asking about his life, about his work. How do you make these socks, he asked. Well, I make them, and then when I have 50 pairs, I soak them in warm water and then wring them out and lay them out flat to dry. Then I wait for the merchants to come and buy them. They always come to me, and I hardly ever have to go out, except I go to shul to daven. It was only out of my respect for you that I agreed to actually bring these socks to you. The Baal Shem Tov enjoyed the man's simplicity and honesty, and he wanted to investigate more deeply into his neshama, into his soul. So he asked, what do you do when your children are ready for marriage and you have to make a wedding? How do you afford it? Baruch Hashem, I never have a problem, the man said, because Hashem always provides a little bit from here, a little bit from there, always comes in. Baruch Hashem, I always manage. Then the Baal Shem Tov asked, do you ever say Tehillim, Psalms? The ones I know by heart, he said, I say while I work. After the man left, the Baal Shem Tov turned to his host and said, a man like this is the very foundation of the shul, of the synagogue, and so it will remain until Mashiach comes. Such people, simple, honest, sincere, thanking Hashem, they are, and this is my own comment, they are the foundation of not only every shul, but they are the foundation of the Jewish people, I would suggest. And it's very important for us to try to copy and emulate such beautiful midos. Of course, it's important to learn. We shouldn't be satisfied to not know Torah. But nevertheless, at the same time, it's important to have these kind of excellent midos. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.